So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. And a moment of levity. There's a guy named Josh Barton. With all the big stuff we got today, we're covered on the Middle East. Anybody might pop in on this. This is major, major stuff with Trump. I'll play you Jack Ceccarelli last night, blurting out of nowhere. No, I didn't have a brain meld with him. About gravy and macaroni. Macaroni, too. Take that, Mikey. But Josh Barton is this guy who has like a sports book on serious events of the day. He says Trump is pulled into for the Nobel Peace Prize, 2-1 odds. Now, you may remember President Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize. It seemed like he was only in office a few months. I'd have to go back and see exactly how many. And they gave it to him for nothing. Trump certainly, there's no doubt about it what's been achieved here. We'll play you cuts of some of the bitterest people in media and politics giving him credit. Well, Henry, if we could play this one first, and then I'll give the Barton thing. Yeah, I wanted to credit in his own inimitable way. This is Fetterman, who I'm convinced, we got Enes Kanter on. We're going to get Fetterman on when his book is out. This is cut 14. Here's what Fetterman said about the Nobel Peace Prize.
Do you think the president deserves the Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, I mean, if this sticks, I think the whole point of having a Nobel Peace Prize is for ending wars and promoting peace. And I'm going to make a direct appeal to the president. You know, I hope he chooses to provide the tomahawks to the Ukrainians, too, yeah, and give them the tools that they need to push back against the Russia. And if he brings the Ukrainian war to its end, I'll be the Democrat leading the committee for his Nobel Prize piece for ending both of these terrible wars.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right, still having a little stumble there. I get it with Fetterman with the prize piece. Yeah. All right, here are the odds. Trump is in second. 2-1. Nabonani, the wife of a guy who's a hero of mine. Henry, have you ever heard of him? The dissident that Putin killed in prison over the course of a year. He poisoned him. Remember that?
Oh.
Had to get off the plane in Germany and survive that. She's now at 3-1. Doctors Without Borders, 12-1. Let's see. Greta Thunberg. Henry, her response?
How dare you?
16-1. If she loses.
How dare you not give me better odds?
Take that as a cut. All right. Let's see. A lot of these I don't know. But in first place, And this is Barton saying this, and this guy's pretty knowledgeable of how these things go. No slight on them. Sudan's emergency response rooms. Yeah, I think there's a bitter war. There's always a bitter war in Sudan. Their emergency response rooms are going to beat Trump out? Oh, man. I got to put Trump at 50-50 here on this for the Nobel Peace Prize. Bottom line is this. How long have I been saying it? You may have said it too now. Yes, there's a lot of memorable stuff. There's never been a time like this with President Trump. No doubt. The exhaustion factor alone. But the thing that I think is the most apparent, and I witnessed it firsthand in the Oval Office, is Trump's aversion to these unending wars. He's not going to put Americans in harm's way, and he is going to try to get peace, even in situations. I mean, are we going to get Gaza in the way that 20 point is with Hamas? I still don't see it. I don't want to be a cynic, but I'm going to, you know, I can't, you know, get away from the way I see it. But he's gotten them to agree, and the Israeli parliament will ratify that. And then we'll have the first phase, the hostages getting out and the stand down of the war. So all the people complaining about Gaza, why are they not saluting Trump today? Well, a few in the media are, but many of the Democrats, progressives, they're still not going to do that. They just won't hear of it. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get in. Now, last night's debate, I want to play this before I forget, because we got all these heavy-duty things. But I'm sitting there watching intently, flipping back and forth with stuff. Mind meld with Jack. Jack, say it, Jack, say it. Will it come up? And this guy, this anchor from New York, is as bad as I've ever seen it. My God. But they asked one of these questions about something about you. You know, tell us something about you, Mikey. Well, you know, I never thought I'd like my kids' sports games, she called them. Oh, yeah, I could see her. A question about those sports game. What's a pickoff move?
You know? Run the pick six play.
Yeah, exactly. Can you diagram that for us? My goodness. They had to ask about the gas thing, too. I guess you had to ask that. But they asked Jack Chattarelli, and out of nowhere, he starts getting into the really good stuff about gravy and macaroni.
What is something about you, Ms. Cheryl, that most voters do not know?
Oh, let's see. I think my favorite things, and I've learned this over time, is going to my kids' sports games.
Doubtful.
I used to dread it, but now I really do enjoy that.
Mr. Chitterall.
Getting up Sunday morning and making the gravy. And I want
yes!
to be transparent, Tim. It's gravy, not sauce.
Yes!
It's macaroni, not pasta.
Yes!
But the meatballs, the brajoles, and the sausage will be in the pot, and we'll have a Sunday dinner together.
And finally, do you support, Congresswoman Cheryl, a lot of pump your own gas?
No, I really enjoy, I've come into New Jersey on fumes from Delaware, especially when my kids were little and in the rain, so I think a lot of people really love our state laws as they are.
Mr. Chitterelli.
We have too many dubious distinctions, Tam, and I'll fix great many of those, but one of our special differences here in New Jersey, we don't have to pump our own gas. Jersey girls don't like to pump their own gas. We'll continue to have full service.
Oh, my God. All right. Stabbed to the heart right there with that. But out of nowhere, the gravy. Waking up Sunday morning, he was waiting to put the gravy line. They must have tested that. And I like how he says, because I never remember this being a thing, macaroni and pasta. I know he said it before. Boy, Jack is really precise on this. Don't be calling it pasta here.
It's very firm on that stance.
Very firm. Now, we hope to have him on tomorrow. I don't know if he can pop by Mulligan's, but at Mulligan's, and Roe has the ballots all ready to go, you'll have your chance to vote. Is it Taylor ham or is it pork roll? Now, in this one, we're predicting if we get one Taylor ham voter, there's going to be people from central and upstate New Jersey, we think, North Jersey. So, you know, we might get a couple there. And so we have people here that'll just be fuming. That was great stuff last night. I'll play it later because I want to get to the Israel stuff. But Jack also, the difference on day one, what is he going to do to have the state be more affordable? And he talked about his third big thing. His first is no sanctuary state. it would be to unleash energy to drive down cost. What's Mikey Sherrill? What did she promise to do on her first day, first action? Sue President Trump. You can't make this stuff up. Yeah, go get him, Mikey. Yo, I now do like my kids' sports games, whatever they are. What are the odds that kids are soccer players? What are the odds on that? I'm just saying. They seem pretty high to me.
Yeah, that's where my mind immediately goes.
Yeah, that's where it goes. Sports games, soccer, they kill a lot of grass. Okay. Trump is not the favorite to win the Nobel Peace Prize. You know, I don't know about the other seven claim. I do know, though, he has intervened using unorthodox tactics. And in this, it's obvious he turned much of the world against Hamas. And he pushed back on Netanyahu to see if they could make a deal here. And it is working. I think the hostages are going to get out. I think the Gaza war stand down will happen. Now, as far as next steps, they'll be harder. But this is an unbelievable achievement. Here is, well, we played you Fetterman. Here is, let's see, do we have John Meacham? Yes. Here is the stuff shirt himself, John Meacham, historian extraordinaire. I'm saying that mockingly. Here's what Meacham said about Trump.
I guess I should ask you, how historic is this?
Well, as ever, depends on how the chapter ends, but the beginning of the chapter is remarkable. And one of the things about honesty and citizenship and a sense of, I would say, maturity about what people in a democracy should do is, even if someone with whom you disagree about 99 things does the 100th really well, you should say so, because that's what intellectual honesty is. And so all credit to President Trump and his, as you say, unconventional team. But if they take an unconventional team, that's fine, right? I remember once asking the senior President Bush after something terrible had happened. It's a sign of something that I can't remember what it was after he'd been president.
All right, that's enough. Well, I got the main shot. So the stuffed shirt himself, the historian. Now, that other guy, the guy that really went off the deep end, the other historian, not Brinkley. There's the other one. Name will come to me. He hasn't said anything yet, but Meacham on board. Fetterman. There's a whole lot of them, including CNN's big show last night. Okay, let me give you the side question. Told you about it yesterday, and this is usually a barn burner. We did it a couple years ago. We're headed to Jersey tomorrow, noon until 3, Mulligan's, Fox and Friends with the Deuce. Steve Ducey is going to be over there at the Vegas Diner, and the Vegas Diner is on the corner of where we stay.
Oh, really?
When we're summering in North Wildwood. Huh. Yeah. I had nothing to do with it. I like the Vegas Diner, though.
Maybe a recommendation.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't call and say, all right, Dom, who do you know in North Wildwood? I would have been happy. I would have said, oh, well, you got to do the Fox and Friends breakfast show from Mulligan's. I mean, is there any doubt? Yeah, but it's a bar. It doesn't matter. Come on. All right. So it's at the Vegas Diner. I'm not sure the other Fox shows that will be there, but there's going to be a lot of Fox coverage. So we are looking with something that's associated with Jersey, person, place, or thing. I'm going to take off the board Jersey tomatoes, which is one of the real upside, which is true. They are better.
100%.
And I'm going to take off the board Jersey diners. I think they are better, too, at least as far as the vibe and all that. I'm going to leave it out there in the ether, because when I look up a list the other day of this, Bruce Springsteen's name was on there. I'm not putting him on there.
We know who will.
If this were 20 years ago, if this were 20 years ago, when he wasn't as fraudulent in the whole story of Jersey, I would have. So I'm sticking with diners and tomatoes at this point. Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, Dom. So this week we've been debating whether it's a pork roll or Taylor ham. And obviously that's a debate that encapsulates Jersey. How about another debate about New Jersey? Is there a central Jersey?
You
disagree. You don't think there's a central Jersey?
I don't think there is.
I think there has to be a central Jersey.
I know why, logically, because this isn't logic.
That's fair. It might not be any logic, but there has to be a central Jersey, because if there's no central Jersey, then there's no New Jersey, because the north part of New Jersey is basically the suburbs of New York. Southern part is basically the suburbs of Philadelphia. So if there's no central Jersey, then I think don't think there's a New Jersey in there.
I get what you're going. Yeah. And I would say it's just one of those things that seems the oddest when it came up 8-10 years ago. Somebody saying, here's where central Jersey is.
Yeah.
There was big trouble.
And I never heard it until I went to college. I went to college with people from Jersey, and they're like debating back and forth. I'm like, all right, you guys can do this.
Yeah, I know. it's a great Jersey debate. That's a really good one. All right, so we're looking. Sean, do you have one? Anything associated with Jersey to you? Okay, we'll come back.
The one that I got is I'm going to go with Jersey Mike's, and they're famous Chipotle cheesesteak. I love their cheesesteak, man. That's probably the only thing I would really say, because, you know, like, I'm from Philly, and a lot of people would be like, you don't like Philly cheesesteaks? So I'm like, yeah, I love Philly cheesesteak, but Jersey Mike cheesesteak, the Chipotle cheesesteak is really good.
Got something going. Okay.
So I gotta go with that.
All
you know?
Right, I got
All
you.
Right, watch it. You're in Philly. We had a guy sitting in your seat wearing a Rangers jersey. Now I get the vibe. You're saying the Chipotle cheesesteak might be better than the Philly cheesesteaks. Oh, man.
All right. It'll be our little secret.
Yeah, a little secret. Let's keep that on the down. Yes. All right. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push #1210. You heard us talk about mulligans. Tomorrow it's going to be on fire. We got all kinds of great people coming. And we want you there, too. And then, Rich, over at the Seaport, wow, this is getting national attention. Prediction, we could hit 2,000 people there tomorrow, which for a governor's race rally is unprecedented. Matt Rooney will be here to break it all down. Mike Donahue and Matt have been the architects of this, and Rich, the always, it's been nuts. Unbelievable. All right, phone lines. Get in early. Something or a person. Or a trend that you say, that's Jersey. That's how you get it. I got a bunch on my list I'll take off. I'm going to wait, though. And congratulations to Jack in the debate last night. When he went down Broadway with gravy and then added macaroni to it, I was waiting for pork roll. And I was, well, it's divided. The North says Taylor Ham.
Oh, they should ask that question anyway. You have to be firm in one camp.
Yeah, take one camp. Yeah, they would have dodged that one. All right, it's 855-839.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. The podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All righty, let's do that then. That's tomorrow, anyhow, in Wildwood. What a festival. Fox there, Fox and Friends, a Vegas diner. Oh, man. I don't think I'll get there early enough for Fox and Friends, but, you know, it's right on our corner. Nothing to do with it. When they sent their scouts out, I wonder who told them, go to the Vegas diner. Get the home fries.
Scott Pressler, maybe?
No, I don't know. I don't think he knows Wildwood. He's using a GPS, Scott. He's
true,
right.
True.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully, we're going to have Scott over there tomorrow, too, at Mulligan's. I wanted to play this for you. You may have missed it at the end of the show yesterday, and Henry tracked it down that this woman, Joelle Phillips from Philadelphia, has won an Emmy for makeup, big time makeup artist, like top of the line. She's also done it for Fox 29. Here's what she said on TikTok about getting back at ICE, and listen for it, how easy it is to go after the kids of somebody who's in ICE. Here's Joelle from Philly.
Hi, you know, ICE agents have children too. Most of them have children too. And it's not as hard as you think to figure out who they are, where they go to school, their names. It's not hard at all.
All right, so we're keeping our eye out to see if she's going to work at Fox 29 and other places, going after the kids of ICE. But Trevor Noah doesn't let it stop him. He gets $1 million for his nonsense. You know what? I'm sure if I had the right cut for Noah here. I wrote down cut 40. I couldn't have possibly ordered 40
No,
cuts.
I got That's it. No, it was only 30 today.
That's cruel and unusual punishment.
I got it here.
Okay, so here's Trevor Noah trying to play out. You know, I get tired of this argument. Who are you to say there's not funny in everything? So he's making a shtick that how come freedom of speech doesn't apply when it comes to Charlie Kirk? Here's Trevor Noah.
Meanwhile, here, comedians are shitting themselves. Don't say anything about Charlie Kirk. I wasn't going to say anything about... Yeah, but don't say anything about Charlie. I wasn't going to say anything about Charlie Kirk, but don't. There's nothing funny about it. Oh, now you tested me. I mean, there's nothing funny about it? You can't say there's nothing funny about it. No, there's nothing funny. No, don't say that, because as a comedian, I'll be like, I'm sure there's something funny about it. The guy was shot while defending guns. Do you understand how... I'm not even writing that as a joke. As a human, you have to admit that is an incongruous, funny thing that happens. You are there, you're like on stage, and you're like, let me tell you why people should have guns. Wah-ha!
All right, then. You know, that's Anthem, and all those people laughing. Let's see when a comedian tells a joke that's incredibly inappropriate, brutal, in their bailiwick, in something that they think you can't be joking about. Okay? It just does not end up well. Constantly to go down this camp. They can't let it alone. And I'm not saying you can't comment on Charlie Kirk, but jokes about this, I think you're going to see on Tuesday, the celebration of his birthday is going to be amazingly big. We're going to celebrate by going to Scott Presler each hour, who will be over in Doylestown registering voters. And I don't know, maybe saying hello to Diane Marseglia if she comes in the right door. Wouldn't that be interesting? When Marseglia told him, bring it on. Now, that's a debate I'd like to have. Marseglia and Scott Presler.
I'd pay to see that.
Oh, man. Yes, I would too. Well, Frank Scales and Larry Krasner, I would pay.
It sounds like we're setting up a fight card here.
Yeah, because you know what it is with Scales? And he's going to be at Mulligan tomorrow, of course. Frank is not only intelligent, quick on his feet, he gets the entertainment value, but he has a calm demeanor. He doesn't get worked up. You know, he's like Suarez last night. He doesn't have a heartbeat. Yeah, the first guy up hits a home run, and he just takes the ball back and keeps on throwing. Yeah.
Yeah, he knew Topper jinxed him. He just had to keep pitching.
Oh, man. And, you know, the strategy and Knowles saying, oh, that was great. I knew I was just going to go one time around. They were going to take me out. I don't know about that.
I agree with the decision. I had to argue with my friends last night, but I agree with it.
His stuff looked pretty good to me. And, you know, the blunder behind him, he didn't let it affect him as he sometimes does. So, yeah. All right, it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Now, here's one more on Israel and Trump. This was on the Abby Phillips show. They had that obnoxious congressman from New York, who I think is a Nepo baby, Goldman, on. And they were talking about, don't we have to give credit to Trump? And actually, I'm not sure if Phillips says, several people on CNN have said, Biden never could have gotten this done. Biden just didn't have the will to push the Arabs, and he didn't have the will to push Netanyahu. Trump, by unorthodox methods, you can imagine the deals here, got this where Hamas, at least on this part, had nowhere else to go. Now, the other stuff down the line, I'm still skeptical. You can make that happen in Gaza. But even this is remarkable that it's happening. Here's what they said on the Abby Phillips Show on CNN.
Middle East and the Arab League is invested
in. Why do you think that this was not doable when President Biden was in office?
I think the biggest problem that the President Biden had is there was no pressure from Qatar, from Turkey,
Why?
From Egypt. They were actually facilitating in many ways what was going on. And that is really ultimately how it all came together.
So, I mean, but I think by saying that, it's sort of an acknowledgement. Trump has changed that dynamic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I think
absolutely.
That.
I mean, he's clearly.
I don't know how he
changed.
You know, and I think there's a lot that remains to learn about what prompted that change. But I do agree. Yes, somehow, some way that changed. What also changed is that there was a humanitarian aid blockade under Trump's administration, which Biden never allowed to happen, and that really set Israel back significantly.
Well, yeah, I think we're
looking at the difference between appeasement versus leadership. At this point right now, what we got is the Trump administration is truly leading on the world stage and is not afraid to say we insist on this as opposed to appeasing for this. And that's a vast difference, and the Middle East responds well to that.
Mm-hmm.
Peace through strength. And usually when you say peace through strength, that means boots on the ground. But Trump is not going to do that in these, you know, smaller, unending wars and all that. The Iranians thought, yeah, nuclear facility, what are you going to do about it? You saw the American technology, American soldiers, Air Force expertise, what they did about it. They took it out. That's what this is about. The difference is overwhelming. Even the biggest critics have to concede on this. This is something given Hamas that you just now, you know, I'll be watching till we actually see the hostages and all. But I have to say now, I think it's going to happen. Will we get the Nobel Peace Prize tomorrow? I would lean towards still no. That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. It takes up the oxygen out of everything. We're also going to be talking about what's happening in Wildwood tomorrow in the governor's race. And after that debate last night, I think there's even more momentum for Cetarelli. Imagine Mikey Sherrill accusing him of killing thousands of Jerseyans by publishing disinformation about opioids. That was her major, and Jack's, I've never been convicted of any crime or charged with it, as you have. And I got to walk at my college graduation. You did not. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Joe Borelli, former city councilman. You see him on national news from New York. He was a minority leader in New York, a lot about Mondami and this whole peace process. But he has been on national TV, one of the biggest defenders of President Trump. I'm going to ask him about that and where we are today. But we'll take your calls, too. Something associated with Jersey. Hey, let's talk first, though, about my friend and board-certified prosthodontist extraordinaire, Dr. Robert Bentz. Exciting news, too, from my friends at Bentz Dental Group. Dr. Bentz and Dr. Cooley Bentz, his wife, they're thrilled to welcome a new prosthodontist to the team. That's right, their daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz. Now, Dr. Emily is thrilled to join her father in continuing to provide the highest quality care and solution-based treatments for the most complex dental challenges. There's no place like it, the care you get there. And I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for 10 years, really happy with the results, what his team and he have done for me and my oral health, all the upgrades I told you about. Get on the road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. Just call and schedule your appointment now, 610-272-6949. That's the Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949. BENTZ Dental Group.com. BENTZ Dental Group.com. All right.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm to your Dano show. For quite a while, I've admired his work on CNN, and I think he was once on Newsmax. He was in studio. I'm just the person in Philadelphia that pops in. Joe Borelli, former minority Republican leader in New York, and quite a voice on CNN, and quite a analyst of Mondami in New York. What a day to have him on. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe, big fan of your work, particularly we're friends with Scott Jennings. And you sit in his chair many nights, and you do a great job with Abby Phillip.
Oh, yeah. I bill myself as the Timu Scott Jennings because, you know, not many people can really, you know, give the pounding that he regularly gives the guests on that show.
Yeah, I think they sometimes fire back after he's not in that chair. They turn to that chair, and you're in it. So, Joe, first item of business with this news, which is historic, even at this level with the hostages, et cetera. What has Mondami done, and how does this play with him, given what he's about?
Well, look, anytime there's peace in the Middle East, I would imagine he's upset about, because this didn't end up with from the river to the sea, which is, of course, the eradication of the state of Israel. He's been a part of protests that have demanded that. He's been in groups chanting that, and I wouldn't be surprised if today is not seen as somewhat of a loss for him. Look, on October 7th, when most normal politicians, even the ones that aren't fans of the state of Israel, they put out statements, it was simply to remember the atrocities and the dead of that day, the people who were murdered.
Right.
Not Mamdani. He had to go into how it was, you know, basically Israel's fault and it's horrible, but we can't forget how bad Netanyahu is. No, there's no but when it comes to murdering thousands of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did see on your Twitter, you talked about there's a big budget gap in New York, bigger than usual. How will this guy govern when he's going to give away free stuff that he says saves $8 billion with an austerity budget? Joe, looking here from Philadelphia, though, I think he's going to win. What would prevent him from winning, do you think?
I think he's got the leg up. This is a city with 6-1 Democrats to Republican enrollment, a lot of independents. But unfortunately, the Democratic line is the heavy get for this race. We've never had a scenario, though, where a former governor who's popular and unpopular, depending on who you ask. But we've never had a scenario where a former governor, essentially an incumbent, a household name, is running on the same ballot. So the conventional wisdom is that Mamdani's, you know, got this locked up, but you never know. Cuomo really could mount a serious challenge. I'm one of those people, by the way, who diehard Republican, but if our nominee, Curtis Sliwa, is not in second place on the day I go to vote, I'm not voting for him. I'm not going to light my vote on fire. I'm going to vote for who's ever in that second place position just to avoid the likelihood of a socialist mayor of this city.
I hear you, and you're there, and I'm here, Joe, but I would tell you, does this not? Then look, I understand as a New Yorker and common sense with this guy. This helps us big time, though, in the midterms, if this guy is elected, because even the media keeps on going and asking other Democrats at this point, what do you think about this guy?
Yeah, I mean, and we see it right in New York State and in New Jersey. Mamdani has popped into the ads and the social media attacks of Democratic candidates in Nassau County, which is one of the biggest counties in New York on Long Island, a suburban county executive race. And he's gotten some play in the New Jersey governor's race with Jack Cittarelli and some ads sort of tying him to Mikey Sherrill and sort of the same policies. So he's going to be the boogeyman, you know, the gray face on every, you know, ad. You know, you get those ads in the mail, those little palm cards, and you get that scary, you know, black and white image of the boogeyman. I bet you next year we'll see it as Zohran Mamdani, just like we did 4 years ago with AOC.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Joe, one of the things that comes up that I've seen you in action the most on the CNN thing that you've been the go-to on is the president sending troops into places like Portland, Chicago, et cetera. And somehow or another, Democrats are spending a lot of money. They're telling their candidates the ticket to beat Republicans on crime, like Trump, is more and more gun control and emphasize the trafficking of guns. When you're on with those people on the panel during, I asked Scott this type of stuff too. Are they in so much of a bubble that they don't see this is a principal losing issue for them, the issue of public safety and crime?
It's not even that they're in a bubble. They're willfully ignorant. You know, we all read the same polls, at least we all have access to the same polls, which show the Democratic Party's position and standing on crime and immigration and sort of all the tertiary issues that go with crime. It's in the tank. And it's always bizarre to me. Right? One of the things I find most odd is that you have the mayor of Chicago who seems to have another priority that's in his top spot that's not the fact that 200 children are shot every year in Chicago, right? If that was the mayor of New York, I really do believe Eric Adams would make this his forefront issue, that children were being shot on street corners all over the darn city, and yet we just don't see that from Brandon Johnson. And that just echoes what we're seeing across the country, that there's willful ignorance about the problem, about who's committing the problem, and about what we should do with people who are violating our most violent laws.
Put your hat on as a guy who's in the ring with a media type where it's not a home court advantage for you. Shutdowns are not a home court advantage for Republicans, even if they do nothing, and we know Democrats are doing them. The buzz in the media right now is that we've come to a point where Democrats now are slightly in control. I usually would dismiss that. Are Republicans getting wobbly? What's your sense of how the shutdown's going?
I think there's a fair case to be made that both parties suffer politically the longer the shutdown goes. I mean, that's just probably the truth when you poll the American public, whether you poll this week or next week, however long it goes. The Democrats do have, a position. They do have somewhat of an advantageous position in that you need 60 votes in the Senate to move the bill. The problem is Hakeem Jeffries and his allies in Congress are being offered most of what they want. You know, Mike Lawler walked up to his office the other day with a bill, basically guaranteeing the ACA subsidies would continue for another year, just as they are while they're renegotiated. And he turned it down because they'd rather entrench themselves and get their viral moments on TV than actually put their heads together, get to work and solve problems for the American public. That's why the government shut down. Republicans, remember, just go back to where this started. Republicans passed a clean CR in the House, just like Democrats have voted 13 times in the past, identical to four times before this. And the Democrats said, nope, we're going to draw the line in the sand. We'd rather have the gun to Republicans' head and negotiate that way than actually negotiate in good faith on what's better for the American public.
Absolutely. Joe, where's the best place to find you, and when are you back on CNN?
I'll be back on today at 6:40 with Jake Tapper, but most people can hear more rational conversation on Twitter or Instagram at Joe Borelli NYC.
Joe, thank you very much. I'll salute you the next time I see you on Newsmax if I'm there with you.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much for coming on today. Joe Borelli. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Senator Dave McCormick. He's got a lot to say about the shutdown, but more about Trump and the Middle East. He's been there several times. What are his thoughts on this historic day? That's next with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. All right, momentarily here with Dom, we should hear from Senator Dave McCormick. Turning Point USA has just announced, as we were predicting, there is going to be an all-American halftime show. We don't know the platform yet. Henry and I are just looking at it. But look at this question. And I'd ask you this. You can call in when you're calling in. You just tell me when you're calling in with your jersey thing. Which music genres would you like to see featured? So genres, choices, anything in English. Americana. I don't know that that's a genre. Who would be an Americana artist?
I actually don't know.
Yeah, well, let's look up that as a genre. Classic rock, country, hip-hop, pop, or worship. Wow.
I have a feeling it's going to lean towards classic rock.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like all the people who complain about the halftime shows are the people that are like, I want The Who back out there. I want these guys.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So this is happening. We don't know what the platform is. I'm surprised they didn't. I can't be online. That won't work. But I told you this is going to happen. And the goal with the NFL, you're not going to beat their halftime show or come close or anything like that. But if they take away, if they pack some really interesting angles to this, I still think Trump's got to be involved and YMCA. But worship, are people going to tune away from the NFL halftime show? Let's set the over and under. In the United States, how many people, do more people watch the halftime show in the U.S. than watch the game? I would think so.
Yeah,
you have a lot more women.
There's definitely a sect of people that are watching the game just for the halftime show.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So it's got to be, a couple hundred million? No, we only 320 million.
Yeah.
Is it about 150 million people watch?
I would say at least, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's still half the country. If they could get 5 million people to watch their halftime show, I would say that's a success.
127.7.
Okay, 127.
Year.
All right, what would hurt the NFL? Now, if they got 20 million people to watch this, even the NFL's got to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Because advertisers are in there. The NFL is promising them, we got 127 million last year. You want to be in that halftime show. Any idea what Super Bowl cost last year? Per 30 or per 60? Probably 5 to 10 million. Depending on where it is, halftime show, it might be, I don't know if there's any break there, but there's a break leading into it. That would be a good spot to be.
30-second Super Bowl spot costs an average of $8
million. $8 million. Okay, it might be more if you're leading into the halftime show. Coming out of it, I don't know. So the NFL is, promising them you're going to be in the 125 million range or more. We're not talking around the world. We're just talking here. And here, Turning Point puts on something that takes away 5 to 10 million people. Do they have the power to do that? All right. Let's go straight away, Henry, as soon as he's ready, as soon as we have him down landed here. Really want to talk with Senator Dave McCormick today. He's been to the Middle East. He's seen it all, the shutdown, and also what he has coming up. 855-839-1210. That's how you grab a line. Let's go to Senator Dave McCormick. Senator, always good to have you, but today's a particularly great day to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, as always.
So, Senator, the Middle East today, President Trump, what is the secret sauce here? We know how unorthodox Trump is. He's the only one probably that could have done this. We know that Biden couldn't, but you've been there. You know the players. What's your sense of what it took to do this to this point?
Yeah, I mean, it is a remarkable moment and a remarkable breakthrough. So, we should pause on that for a minute. I was just with a number of hostage families 2 days ago, and there was this gleam of hopefulness. But here we see 48 hostages potentially on the way home, 28 of those unfortunately deceased, 20 we think alive. But more than that, a huge breakthrough. And it would not have happened without Trump. And to your question, it was so many things that set the table. It was the unequivocal support for Israel in destroying Hamas. It was the very candid view that we need to do more on the humanitarian front to help women and children in Gaza. It was the unbelievable relationships with many of the Gulf countries, many of the, you know, everybody from Turkey, Ottoman, you know, a Muslim country to Egypt to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. It was the incredible American support for the attacks on Iran's nuclear capabilities. All of those things together are the ingredients that made this possible. And wouldn't happen without Trump. And, you know, listen, we've got to make sure we get through phase one and on to phase two. But I think we're on the brink of transformational change in the Middle East, a potential end to a conflict that's been in place for hundreds, maybe thousands of years. And I think it's the various pieces, the personal relationships and the creativity of President Trump has put us in this place. You saw a little bit of it in the first administration, or more than a little, with the Abraham Accords. But what's happening here is it's epic and transformational.
The thing, the one time I was in the Oval Office when members of Congress were coming in, Senator, I was there with two other talk show hosts. It was after six, I think. And they were coming in to try to convince President Trump to put more boots on the ground in Syria. I think his biggest legacy, aside from everything else, is no unending wars, peace through strength, but not necessarily putting American lives in, you know, in these random situations constantly that we can't get out of. Do you share that? That's his, you know, and it's underrated because of all the other stuff he does.
Well, and it's the thing, you don't see the benefit of it clearly because it's not the conflict that you could have been in is not happening. But yeah, I totally agree with you. So and sometimes people get confused about what he's saying on that. So he, you know, I don't think there's been anybody in decades as a president that's used American power and influence on the world stage so creatively to pursue peace, to pursue American interests. So don't misunderstand any of that is isolationist, but he's got a very clear view of how to use leverage and American power to bring about peace around the world. We see that in a number of conflicts, but most notably in what's happened in the Middle East. But he also is using American power to advance American interests, and there's lots of elements of American power beyond deploying troops on the ground. And I think I've actually talked to him about this. I think the idea of sending young men and women into harm's way is absolutely to him, you know, something that he wants to avoid and only do so in the most extreme circumstances. So I think that ability to use power, ability to use leverage, wanting America to engage on the world stage, but do it in a way that's smarter, more creative, without putting troops in harm's way. I think that's the mantra, and he's done it. I think he's done it brilliantly.
Absolutely. Now, the shutdown, which is harder maybe than even the Middle East to get through, and you have a good pipeline. You and John Fetterman get along well, even though you differ on things, and he seems to see the same thing here. What breaks this shutdown? What do you see happening?
Well, I think it's of the many dumb things I've encountered since I've been in Washington, this may be the dumbest. I mean, the idea that you're going to shut down the government to try to use that as a tool for negotiation, and really that they're trying to stick it to President Trump because they don't like his agenda. This is Schumer's shutdown. And it absolutely defies common sense. If you'll have me back on the program at some point, if the Democrats are in the majority or in the White House, I will say the exact same thing. I will be like Fetterman. Exactly. It never makes sense to shut down the government.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you this, though, just to open this up. I don't know you overwhelmingly, but I have a pretty good handle on it. With all these conversations and your comeback from the Senate race, et cetera, how does a guy like you, so successful in this, and you just said it, take it in Washington? I sit here and I just could not take the stupidity, the pace, et cetera. You're a guy who just accomplishes things, but you're calm about it on the surface. You must go home with your wife and share that and go, that's it. That's it.
I have to spend at least an hour in the gym every day to get rid of a lot of frustration and And yeah, it is so dumb and so childish. And here is a case where and this is what the infuriating part is, the people that are getting hurt by this. I mean, Schumer said today, I don't know if you saw this, Tom, said today that it's getting better every day for Democrats. Well, you know who it's not getting better for? It's not getting better for the air traffic controllers, the TSA, the Border Patrol. If you're a young private in the Army, you're making a little more than two. A wife and a child,
right.
You are living paycheck to paycheck. They're going to stop getting paid on October 15th. So this is just the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And I think what's happening is the fringe left have hijacked the leadership on the Democratic Party, and in particular in the Senate, and they're in a cul-de-sac. You know, it's like the one thing you don't want to get into when you're in the Army is a cul-de-sac, because there's no way out, and they're just not able to see the path through common sense, and they're trying to blackmail the Republicans to approve, you know, trillions of dollars of new spending and going back on some of the things we passed in the Big Beautiful Bill, allow illegal immigrants access to health care, killing the rural health care fund, which was a big deal for Pennsylvania. We're struggling in rural health care. This is just as dumb as you can get, and it's mean-spirited, and it's going to hurt a lot of people that don't deserve it, and that's the frustrating part about it.
Exactly. What's the next big thing for Dave McCormick here in Pennsylvania? What are you up to next, you know, short term, next few months or so?
Well, the big thing I was hoping to do, we'll see if I'm able to continue. I had a set of visits planned next week with the NIH director to Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. As you know, we're an innovation hub for for healthcare, and we're a big recipient of NIH funding, and there's lots of great inventions, lots of great people in Pennsylvania that are driving that innovation. And so we were going to talk about reforming NIH and the way to make sure that money was used for the public health and so forth. So if the government stays shut down, I'll be here. We probably won't do that. And we're going to get the damn thing started again, get the government up and running, and then we can get on with the people's business, which is what they elected us to do. And that's why if you're a listener, I'm sure you're frustrated. I share your frustration. I voted six times, I think seven times today, to keep the government open, and we're just not there yet.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you came through exactly what I think has to go through your mind, but you're doing a brilliant job at it. Pennsylvania, when you ran, we talked about this, is no longer a backbencher. It's right there in the top echelon of states when it comes to national politics, and a large measure goes to you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you very much. Senator Dave McCormick here on Talk Radio 1210. Coming up, big 1 o'clock hour. I got to get one on board here. I've been promising. Let's go to Bill in Bucks. All right, Bill, what do you have today on the side question?
Well, let's see. The Beach Boys had California girls, but we got Jersey girls.
All right, yes. Yeah. And Jersey girls apparently don't know how to pump gas. What's up with that?
I don't know. But Chiarelli did a great job last night. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, he did.
Too bad I can't vote for him.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. He did. He did a great job. Particularly, as I said, out of nowhere, the gravy thing starts. And he was inviting Tama, come over. You know, the brajules in there and all this other stuff in there. And the macaroni, too. I didn't know that was a Jersey thing. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk with a friend of the show, Christian Toto. Henry and I were talking about this movie, DiCaprio movie, coming out. That is irresponsible by some. Others is not quite that. But we'll take your answers on the side. Got a lot more, too, as this unveils itself today with what's going on with Israel. And we didn't even get to the big conference on Antifa yesterday, including one woman who was there, who said she feels she's more attractive now since she became a Trump supporter. All right. They said it. How did Trump reply to that? 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.